Continuing on our Shir Mishnayos, Maseches Moed Katan, Perek Shlishi, third Perek, the fifth Mishnah, in the Gemara, it's on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, HaKover is Meisel Shloshi Yabim Kovim L'Regel. Someone buries some relative of his 3 days before Yantif. The Rav says the relative died before the Yantif, and he started doing Avelis 3 days before the regal. So the Yanta says, why are we saying Kover, he buried? Because the Avelis starts at the time that the body is buried. And he gets that from Taisir, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the Riyamasa Kover is Meso. Rashi says, since there's two parts of Avelis, the main part of the Avelis is 3 days, that's why we're talking here that he had to have his full 3 days of the main part of the Avelis pass, as the Mishnah continues, but Lahimena Gzera Sheva. Once 3 days have passed, and then Yantov comes, then he doesn't have to continue to finish the Shiva. Rashi says, because after the regal, he doesn't have to count anymore. And the Rav says, but he still has to do the 30 days, that are important days, that which means during the 30 days, he can't take a haircut. And after the regal, he counts 30 days, including the three that passed already from the 30, which would be 27 extra days after Yantov, according to this. But the Psach Halacha is, really, that if someone buries his relative even 1 hour before the regal, he doesn't have to worry about Shiva anymore. Not the 3 days, as the Mishnah says. The Ferris Ral says, and that hour is considered like 7 days out of the 30. So he had 1 hour before Yantov. Yantov came, he counts 7 days out of the 30. And then, let's say it happened right before Sukkos. He buried a relative an hour before Sukkos. That hour, and then the 7 days of Sukkos count for 14 days. Shmini Atzeres is also counted for another 7 days. It's 21 days. And Simchas Torah is an extra day is 22 days. I guess that's in Chutz Laaretz, where there's separate days for Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, he only has to finish after Yantif to the 30 days, counting another 8 days. And this is all by regular relatives. But he's talking about his father and his mother. Only the 7 is wiped out by the hour before the Yantif, but not the 30 days. So the Yantif says it's based on a Pasuk, it's not Smachta, as it says in Amos Perches, Pasuk Yud, V'yafachti chageichem le'evil. We're going to turn the chag to an evil, Kadosh Baruch Hu warns us. Just like a chag is 7, Avelis is also 7, and that's the Gemara and Daf Chaf Medalot. So the mission continues. Shmona, if it was 30 days before Yantif, if it was 8 days before Yantif, that then Yantif comes. So Gzeres, but Leimen Gzeres Shloshim. He doesn't have to worry about the Shloshim either. Rashi and Rav say, the 8 days before the regal, since one of the days of the Isser of haircuts happened before the regal, so the regal comes and wipes out the rest of the 30 days. Rashi adds, you could right away wash your clothes, iron them, and take a haircut. This the answer brings from the run. The reason is why one is enough as far as the 30 days goes, and as far as the Shiva, the Mishnah wants to have 3 days before, because the din of every one of the 30 days is the same, as opposed to with the Shiva, the first 3 days are more chumer than the other days. As Yantav says, we learn this from Para from Nazir. It says here in Vayikra Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav, Rashecham al Tefro, he tells Aaron not to cut his, not to leave his hair grow wild. We see from there that the rest of Avilim do have to let the hair grow. And it says also in Bamidri Perek Vav, Pasuk Hey by another Tadal Peres Ar Rosho. So you learn Peres from both. Just like over there, another is 30 days, a regular Avil is also 30 days. And this is comes from the Gemara and Daf Yotes. Now the Rabbah in Perek Vav in Hilchos Avelis writes, since it says in Devarim Perek Chafal of Pasuk Gimel, this is by the woman who was captured. She cries for a month. Okay, the Ovel also has 30 days for his tsar. The Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Simen Shin Tzarek Tes, Sef Gimel says, but if the Shiva started 7 days before the Yantif, it also wipes out the 30. the Shloshim, because the seventh day works for the last day of the Shiva, and it also works for the first day of the Shloshim. Mixes a Yom Kikulo, you can then take a haircut and wash your clothes, Erev Yantif, for the covet of Yantif. Mishnah says, Mnei She'amru Shabbos Ola, because the rule is Shabbos goes up. What does that mean? Rashi and the Rav say, Shabbos in the during the days of his Eivol counts towards the Shiva, so Chas Shalom, someone's relative was Nifter on Wednesday, like Wednesday is one day, if the burial was then, Thursday is two, Friday is three, Shabbos is four, Sunday is five, and so on. So Shabbos counts as a regular day of the Shiva. Taisi Yanta brings from the Ran that what's the reason Chum didn't say someone who buries his mace before Shabbos, then Shabbos wipes out the Shiva, just like before the Yanta, if the Yanta wipes out Shiva? Because Shabbos is counted as one of the days. Because it doesn't say Simcha by Shabbos, it just says Onik as opposed to Yantif, which is Simcha. And part of the Avelis is Noah on Shabbos. And the Torah every day is Simon Tov, right? Because it's impossible to have seven days without Shabbos. And if Shabbos would wipe out the Shiva, you're never going to have 7 days of Avelis. It would never be a Shiva. The first rule says, the reason also is because things that are in private, an Avel does keep on Shabbos, as long as it doesn't get publicized, that he's an Avel, like Tashmish with his wife, Rechitza, and Talmud Chaira, all those things in Bitsina he can't do. The Mishnah continues, Regalim afsikim en olam. So Shabbos counts as one of the days, but Regalim stop, and they don't count as one of the days. Rashonov says, if you're holding taking care of your Avelis before the Regal stops the Avelis, and so Vatel the 30. And if someone was chayver his mace during the regal, and he never had the shiva at all, then the regal does not count for the 7 days of the avelis. But he has to wait till after the yantav and count the 7 days for the avelis. And if he gets the muki yasif writes, because the days of the regal is the days of simcha, they're not included in the days of the avel. Moving on to Perek Shlishi, third Perek, Mishnah Vav, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Tesmet Aleph. Remember, that's Aimer, Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres Keshabbos. Once Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shavuos is just like a Shabbos. And Rashi says, Iksei, that there is no Tashlumim for Shavuos for 7 days, like would have been in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a 1 day, so it only counts for 1 day, and it isn't treated like the other regal. The Rav adds, as far as the carbon, it wiped out the regal, and it's like a Shabbos, which is not mafsik, but but in the time of the Mikdash, that someone who was not celebrating the first day of Shavuos would celebrate another 7 days, just like Pesach. So then Shavuos is just like Pesach, and even as far as Avelis goes, it would stop the Shloshim. And the Maskana is, as far as the Pesach, that Atzeres nowadays is like any other Yantif, and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are also like Yantovim, and someone whose mace was nifter before one of these, even for 1 hour, it wipes out the Shiva. And if it happened 7 days before one of these, Yom Tovim wipes out the 30 days. Taisis Yadav brings from the Taisis, certainly Koshukin, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. And he brings from the Ran that the reason of Rabbi Lezer is that he holds that the reason that Regalim stop either the Shiva or the Shloshim, because they should have really just counted as a regular day like Shabbos. But if you're going to say it counts like one of the days, then a Yantav is whole 7 days. You're not going to have it already wiped out the 7 days. And Atzeres or Shavuos also, and the times of the Beis Medrash around, they had Tashlumim for 7 days. So since they couldn't say Olam, they couldn't say it counts as one of the days, because there'd be no Shiva afterwards anymore, so what's the point of counting? So therefore they said Mafsikin, it breaks it, and they made the din of Shloshim like the din of the Shiva. But when the Beis Medrash was Charev, then according to the Shita, Shavuos is different than the other Tovim. But Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Ki Regalim, they're the same as the Regalim. Taisi Yanta brings from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ramban, because all the motors had have a heckish one to the other, as it says in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Beis Elamod Hashem, And Taisus writes, certainly at Saras, after the Shavuos, after the Chorban, and it doesn't really fit to the Lashon, because she said, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Af Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even them, they're also like the Rosh Hashanah, like the other Yom Tov. Cham Ayrim, the Cham say, Lo Kedivri Zeh, Lo Kedivri Zeh, don't hold like Rabbi Gamliel, and the first Shita, who was Rabbi Eliezer. They don't hold like either one. Elat Seres, Kirgal, Maseres is like regular Yantav, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are like Shabbos. The Ferris Israel says, and we paskin, that they're all like Regalim, and the Mavatol, the Shiva. So once someone takes his shoes off before the Yantav, and Mavatol the 30, when the Shiva finished before the Yantav as well started. Iri says, Chama Maidit Rabbi Eliezer, that the Zechilah between Shabbos and Yantav is when Yantav is a 7-day Yantav, and Shabbos is 1 day. Therefore, we compare Hashanah Yom Kippur to Shabbos, but since in the time of the Migdash, Shavuos was like a Yantav for 7 days, just because they had Tashlumim, they hold, it doesn't make a difference that nowadays there's no Karbanis because of the Chorban, and even today, Shavuos would count like 7 days, and would move out to the Shiva. Moving on, Sechaz Moed Kant and Paragimel Mishnah Zion, which in the Gemara is in Daf Chav Dalam and Beis, and also on Chav Zion Amad Aleph. It says, Ein Karin Vel Cholzen Vein Mavrim El Krov Vashal Meis. You only do these different items that we'll mention throughout the Mishnah, what they are, only for relatives of the Meis. So let's start with the first one. Ein Karin, on the Moed, you don't rip, you do a Kriya, except for the relatives of the Meis, the father, the mother, the son, daughter, brother and sister and a wife. These are the seven mason that a person has to be misabel, and other relatives, but you don't have to be misabel on them. You don't do a kriya on the chalamoid, and this is only if the person was not a chacham who was nifter, or who was azim kasher and bal mason, but a chacham that died, everyone is considered his kravim, and everybody could do kriya, even on chalamoid. And also, if someone was Mukhzik B'Kashrus Chasidus, you could treat it the same way. And anyone who was there at the time someone was Nifter, even if that person wasn't Talmud Chacham, has to do Kriya, even if it was Chol HaMoed. Tesis Yantar says, learn the dinner Kriya, as in Vayikra Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav, Obikdechem Lo Tefromu, told Aaron by the Afrimos Kedoshim, over there, not to rip your clothes, but other people would be chayiv on ripping their clothes. And you have to know you have to stand while you do this, because it says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Yakma Melech Vayikros Begadav, he stood up and did the kriya. And kriya has to be the size of a tefach. We learn it from David, as it says there, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph, it's in Shmuel Aleph. Vayichazik David Begadav, he held onto his clothes, Vayikram, and he ripped them. Achiza has to be at least a tefach. So we said you don't do the kriya. Also, lo choltzim, Rashi says, what does that mean? You don't expose your shoulder. Rav says, when you take off, expose your shoulder, your arms and your shoulders would be revealed. The verse of El Siv, they were naig to pull out their arm through the rip area when he went to be Malava the mace, to follow along with the mace. That's what the Rif says in Ma'ikat and Reish Sadik Beis Aleph and Rashi, Self Parakama of Baba Kama, that the Kriya is that until the shoulder is exposed through the hole. The Prisha says you just leave your arm uncovered through the normal neck opening. And the Taz asks on it, and he says, what do you mean you forgot what it says? The Ron himself says the same thing. But now we don't have that minute to do that kriya, pull out the arm. Mishnah continues, in Mavrim, you don't give that meal for the first meal for an oval. Elal mitach skufet on a regular serving bed. Rav says the first seuda that an avil can't eat is also eat by himself, and they normally bring him food in the open area of the city. And on the Chol HaMoed, they only bring it for krovim. You don't bring it for the krovim inside the house. Even in the house, if you were doing it, you don't do it on turned over upside down beds that we would normally do if it was a regular weekday, not a Chol HaMoed.
Okay, anyone who is a relative or anybody who wants to eat with him together on his own bed would be flipped over. On Chol Hamoed, only we use straight, regular beds. We don't show extra avelas like that flipping over the bed. And Tiferes Yisrael says, nowadays we don't have this minig at all of turning over beds, but still, you have to have the chiyuv is to eat and to sleep on the ground, according to Tiferes Yisrael. Ein molichin lebeis ha'ovel. We don't follow to the beis ha'ovel. Rav says, this, you don't take the seuda to the beis ha'ovel. And the Tiferes Yisrael says to bring food that they send to give food for the oval. What don't you do? You don't do it lo betavla. As the Rav says, it's a derech chavad and this fancy tray. The Tiferes Yisrael says, on it's a luach mahudur, a special type of board. The Aruch says, it's a table of silver and gold or glass. So the fancy stuff, don't bring that to the base oval. For lo beis is kutla, don't use that. Rav says it's like a small tray, a small table made of silver or gold or of glass. And he also, here it's a ka'ara of silver. Okay, velo b'kanon, Tiferes Yisrael says, it's a klima huder, like it has a ring around it or something standing up to make sure things don't fall off of it. Like a little ledge, Rashi and the Rif says it's a big basket that they would normally weigh wheat in. Ella b'salin, you don't use these fancy implements to bring to the base oval. You use salin baskets. Rav says it's the wicker baskets that are woven, not to be mevayish the poor people who come to give food for the oval. They don't have these fancy trays, and we don't want them to feel bad that they're not bringing in that. Taisis Yantif brings from the Ran, even during the week they were talking about. And we're telling you here, talking about Chol Hamoed, because you might think that we don't want to show Avelis on Chol Hamoed. We want to make it as fantasy as we possibly can. But we say, still, we're worried about the covet of the Aniyim, so we don't do that. The Mishnah continues, V'ein Omrim Berchos Avelim Hamoed. We don't do this Berchos Avelim. Tiferes Yisrael says, we're naig that in every day, that there is no Tachnan, or an Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yantif, after Chatzos, or if someone was buried at night, you don't say Tzidduk HaDin, and you don't say the Kaddish in the Beis HaKfaras, and you don't do the standing the Mita seven times, like the normal minhag. Rashi and Ksubis Daf Chesam Beis says, we're talking about the Sudas HaEvel that you eat in the open square. There they made a bracha that ends up with Baruch Menachem Avelim, and during the Shiva, when people who weren't there originally make a bracha and come to Menachem, they use the same lashon. The Torah Yoredei Semen Shin Lamates says, we don't have that many nowadays to make this bracha, Baruch Menachem Avelim, even the rest of the year. But the Mishnah continues, Avol Omdim B'Shura Menachem. We do stand in rows and give them Tanchumim. The Tiferes Yisrael says, we stand there in order to be Menachem, and Pochon is HaRabim. The Rav says, we let them give them rishus to leave right away. And the Tiferes Yisrael says they shouldn't be malava the evil to his house. Then Mukhiyetz, this is Chol Hamoed again. Mukhiyetz is in the name of the Rav. It says they don't have to wait till after Yantif to do this shura to Menachem him. The Ran says we let them go, Pochin the Rabbim, with a bracha, the normal bracha of Lechu Lashalom Lo Aleichem. Even though the Avelim don't do the bracha, we can still give that kind of a bracha during the Chol Hamoed. Moving on, Masechtas Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, which is the Gemara in Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph and Chaf Ches Amud Beis. Ein Manichin Es Hamita B'Rechov. We don't leave the bed in the open square. Rashi says to me, you must bid him. The Rav says of the mace on the open square, we don't leave that. And the Rashi says to me, you must bid the Talmud Chacham. Why shall the Hargul Es HaHesped? Now to make this something that's usually done, Taisi Yonder says, brings in the Rambam, Perek Yad Aleph, Melchus Evel, that a Moed, it's Aser B'Hesped, and tiny us, so we're not going to put the bed down. We don't want people to get the idea that it's time to do a hesped. The Tiferes Yisrael says, once you put a bed down, it's like an invitation. You're telling people, now come be maspid. The Mukhi Yenzer says, therefore, when we take an Aron out to the Kfura, we have to make sure that the kever was already ready to go, and therefore we can take the Aron straight there without putting it down, go straight into the kever. The Ron says, when we place the Aron in the Rehov, they do a lot of extra crying, and which is contradictory to the Simchas Yantav. And also the Mishnah says, Lo Shom Nashim La'olam Ne'akavet. Women's aronos, we don't put down in the Rehov anytime because of Kavet, Rashi says, because women are more likely to be bleeding a lot. And for Israel, says, even after they passed away. And the Rav says, even in a weekday, we wouldn't put an aron down in the Rehov, as it says in Midbar Parakhov. But Tamasham Miria, Vatikavar Sham, close to the Misa was the Kfura. Twice as Yantar brings that according to the Rav, we have to say it, the Mishnah's reason is giving the reason of the Pasuk. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara, Dav Chav Ches Min Aleph. If we're talking just by an Isha that died in childbirth, and that's why there's extra blood or not, Masnis, and continue on the Mishnah says Nashim b'Moed Ma'anos. Women do Ma'anos. What is that? Ve'er Israel says they sing certain kinas as they follow the Aron. The Matzavos Moshe says normally this was a derech of Nashim to do these kinas, but we're also talking about men as well. Okay, Aval, Lo Mit Pachos, they can do the Ma'anos, but not Mit Pachos. We'll see later on what the real difference between Ma'anos and an official Kina is. But Aval, Lo Mit Pachos, you don't clap, rather, Av says, you don't bang hand to hand, it's show sign of Tsar on Chalmoid. Tiferet Yisrael says, Bit Tsar. But on a Talmud Chacham, you could do this singing the Kina, because there's no Kina in front of a Talmud Chacham, and also it has to be right next to the Aron. And he says, we don't have a Talmud Chacham big enough to be matir this extra wailing. The Iri and Dav Chazayin of the base says, not clapping hands, you're plucking your hand against your chest. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Hasmukas Lamita Metafkos, only the ones closer to the meat to do this banging. The Rav says, Halach is not like Rabbi Yishmael. Muki Yosef says, what he's talking about is the mace is right in front of them. That's what Rabbi Yishmael is saying. Moving on to the next final Mishnah, Emesachos Ma'ikatan, Paragimel, Mishnah Tess, in the Gemara's Dav Chav Ches Mabez, Barashah Chadashim, B'Chanukah B'Purim, Ma'anos Metapchos, B'Zeh B'Zeh, Avlo Makainis. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim, they do this Ma'anos, and they do the banging, but they don't do the kina, as we'll explain what the difference is here. The first rule says, because the kina brings out more crying. Even though we say, kol isha be'erva, as it says in Brachos Daf Chav Dalem Aleph, even in the time of a hesped, like we have in Sechot Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Men Aleph, so why are we letting women sing and we're listening? Because we say, with the mace is in front of us, we don't have to worry about hear her, because we say if someone has a Yetzer, he should remember the Yom HaMisa. That's what it says in the first parak in Brachos. So here it is. He right in front of him, he can see what a Yom HaMisa is like. But he asks on his father, I don't understand, because even for Znus, we are Chayish at the time of funeral, as it says in Kedushin Daf Peyam and Beis. And he says, maybe the person we're talking about there, he's been Mizana right after the burial, not at the time of the wailing and everything else going on, that's not when he's going to have a hearer. Muki Yosef says, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim are more kal than Chol HaMoed because there's no Issa Malacha on those days. Nikfar HaMeis, Lo Ma'anos, Lo Mit Pachos. Once the mace was buried, we don't do this Ma'anos Mit Pachos, as the Yantav says, even Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim, and certainly Chol HaMoed, which is more Chomer, Muki Yosef says, because it's a big tzar, before the Kfura, that's when they would matter you to let loose a little, but not afterwards. So now we're finally talking about the difference between Inoy and Kinoy. Ezo Inoy, what is Inoy? Shekulin Anlis Kachas, everyone singing in unison. Kina Achas, what is Kina? Achas Medeberes, one woman first speaks, but Kulin Ein Zachareh, and the others follow along afterwards, as it says in Yemriya Perek Tes, V'lamedna b'noisechem nahi v'isha re'usa kina. And the Rav says, and says, V'lamedna they should teach, so the kina is one person is saying, teaching the others what to follow and say. The verse Rav says, when you start, the others know what to answer. Okay, that's the inoy, and Avalasid Lavo, the Mishnah ends up, Lasid Lavo, Rav says, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu will swallow up Misa, the first row says, after Chiyas HaMesim, the Mishnah says, Hu Amri Bila HaMavis HaNetzach, the Mavis will be gone forever, Umacha Shalashon Lakim Dim Al Kopan Hashem will wipe out the tears from everyone's face, Rav says, then they could all say, do the Shira, there's no Misa, there's no Dima, and why are we bringing this Pasuk here? It's not really relevant to the time of the Mishnah until Asad Lava, because we don't want to end up in some negative thing. Therefore, we want to be Messiah in something good. Tiferes Yisrael says, at that point, everyone will sing a Shira Chadash Al Hashem. Hang on a sec. Okay. Didn't know what I have to say, hang on a sec. Just could have stopped the recording for a moment like I just did, but we reached the end of Masechta Maikatan. Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the strength and the energy to do it. Just before the actual Hadron, wanted to say something. We ended up the Mishnah talking about that there's Avelis in regular years, and then Lassad Lava, there won't be. And it just got me thinking a little bit that here we've gotten through the Baruch Hashem, the corona, and we're past that. We've had our vaccinations, and even though we had a difficult year when lots of people, lots of gedolim, were nifter, relatives, people lost, a lot of people throughout the world passed away through the COVID-19, Baruch Hashem, we're on the stretch of, as the Mishnah says, Asud Lavo, that we could look forward to brighter days ahead, and hopefully to the Gula Sida, when every Misa will be vanquished, as it says in the Mishnah, Asud Lavo, Bila Mavis HaNetzach, Umach Hashem, Elkem Dimon Michal, Me'al Kopan. Hadron Allah, Masakas Moed Katan, Hadron Allah, Night Allah, Masakas Moed Katan, Dain Allah, Sashma, Masakas Moed Katan, Sashmi Nan, Lo Ba'am Adain, Lo Ba'am Adasi, Hadron Allah, Masakas Moed Katan, Dain Allah, Masakas Moed Katan, Dain Allah, Dain Allah, Masakas Moed Katan, Dain Allah, Sashma, Masakas Moed Katan, Sashmi Nan, Lo Ba'am Adain, Lo Ba'am Adasi, Hadron Allah, Masakas Moed Katan, Hadron Allah, Dain Allah, Masakas Moed Katan, Dain Allah, Sashmi Nan, Lo Ba'am Adain, Lo Ba'am Adasi. You have something now, and I'll have a sin, should I have a sin, and I'll have a sin. To hey, you mean, I'll have a bach, and you have a power, and I'll 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 have a On to Mesechus Tainis Image Hashem. Have a good day. You can, any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. As I said, have a good day.